And your dad was very angry about the meadows being taken out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All these meadows that have been meadows for years with all the wildflowers in and the herbs and things, you know, that have developed over the years. They're now coming back plant all these herbs and seeds in meadows now to get the natural grasses back, you know.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because the government, that was as a result of policy, wasn't it?
Had we not done it, half the people in the country would have starved.
Yeah. You know. But now it's a complete U-turn. Farmers being paid to put meadows back.
Yeah, we were being paid to take hedges out to make fields bigger, to be more efficient, you know. Because where I end on that is where it was changing from horses to tractors in 1940. They suddenly started importing tractors from America because America was not in the war then, and they were sort of building boatloads of tractors and sending them over, you know. So it, in that 1940-41, it changed completely, which allowed the production to expand because it then became much quicker.
Yes.
You know, with two horses you could plow an acre a day, so a 5-acre field took you a week. You could do the same thing with a tractor in a day and a half, you know. Because you could have three furrow ploughs, so you're ploughing three times as much, you know.
Less labour as well?
What
sort of impact did food rationing have at home?
Well, of course, it didn't affect people in the countryside because we had so much food. And the big thing that the government did was to make farmers expand food production. So it was expansion all the way along. So farmers and farm workers never really suffered from food rationing, not in the way that people did in the cities. And, of course, there was a tremendous move. I mean, there's always been markets in places like Tenbury and Bromyard. But suddenly, because of the government schemes to grow things, and it expanded hugely, and Tenbury became a massive food and produce market. Really big. And of course, the big thing in Tenbury for moving it all around was the railway station. I've done a thing actually on the railway stations a little bit. But, I mean, they were big things, you know. Because almost everything that came in and out of Tenbury came in and out on trains. There weren't the lorries around. So the train was very, very important part of the transportation system, you know. So the lines in Tenbury went north and west into Wales. And in Bromyard they went to Worcester and to Hereford and sort of down into the southern part of England. So depending which part of the country you wanted to get to, you either went to Bromyard or to And I mean, when you think in the 1940s, you could catch a train in Bromyard at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you could be in Paddington before 10 o'clock.
That's very good. You know,
it takes 3 hours there to go from Worcester.
Yes.
Because it's a stopping train.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're very efficient.
That's very, very efficient.
And I know when we were sort of teenagers, we used to have a day off on a Saturday, and you could get a cheap day return ticket, either from Bromhead or from... you had to go by Birmingham if you went from Tenby, because of a different route. From Bromhead, you could get a ticket for 15 shillings, return from Bromhead to London and back, and you could have breakfast on the train and a meal coming back. And, I mean, you could go for £4 or £5 and have all day in London and... You know, it was very efficient. It was good. Because that's, of course, when beaching came, that all went.
Even thinking about trains now, you couldn't really have meals on there, full meals. It's changed so much.
No, I think if you get a breakfast for about 2 and 6 months, which is, what's the equivalent of 2 and 6 months? About 50 pence, I suppose. You get an evening meal coming back for about £2. Like a three-course meal, you know, because you've got plenty of time on the train. Really good.
Oh, the grilled hatchery.
Yeah, that was a big thing, that was, yeah.
Was it?
Got very big in the end, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many birds?
At the end of the right at the end of the war in the late 1940s, 1950s, we had 5,000 purebred laying hens. So it was big.
Yeah.
And the thing that the government was keen on was to keep these pure breeds going, because they thought if they were destroyed, you could never repopulate them. You know. So
That's still popular now, isn't it?
Oh yeah. But in the 1950s and 60s, we used to export chicks.
Oh, right.
To all over the place, to Malta, to Israel, to Libya.
Good.
Yeah, I used to export a lot. You see, and that was a very good thing about the transport system that was quite incredible. We could, we used to have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, take the eggshells out of the incubators, box the chicks into boxes, either 25 or 50 in a box. And we could catch a train in Bromyard, the 7 o'clock train in Bromyard that was going to London, right? And those chicks would be in Heathrow Airport before 11 o'clock.
Gosh.
And they could be in somewhere like Malta by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
It was so quick, you know. A very, very efficient transport system.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.